AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls the new infrastructure bill
the big deal,
adding it couldn't come at a more urgent time.
I saw mesh nets hung under bridges to catch pieces of concrete that fall off from time to time. Century-old tunnels corroded by seawater that hundreds of thousands of people depend on every day. Roads where community members are installing memorials to lives lost in preventable traffic crashes.
The White House is planning an aggressive sales campaign. President Biden to travel across the country to speak about the impact of the legislation. 8 people are dead, ages 14 to 27, 13 others hospitalized as of Sunday after fans in the crowd of some 50,000 people at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston suddenly pushed forward when rapper Travis Scott came on stage Friday night. Police are continuing their investigation, even as attorney Tony Busby files suit for Axel Costa's family and some 35 other people.
There was no emergency response mechanism in place to help those who were in an extremist situation. There was not enough medical personnel, enough security personnel, and there were more people there than should have been there.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is considering a separate investigation. In the murder trial of 3 white men charged in Glynn County, Georgia, with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, former police officer Ricky Minshew described what he saw when he arrived at the scene.
He appeared to be deceased. He was covered in blood, the back of his shirt. The majority of the back of his shirt was covered in blood.
Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael, both armed, used a pickup truck to pursue Arbery after seeing him running in their neighborhood. A neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, joined the chase and took cell phone video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery at close range. This is AP News. In an address to the delegates meeting at the UN climate talks in Scotland, former President Barack Obama chided 2 other nations.
I have to confess, it was particularly discouraging to see the leaders of 2 of the world's largest emitters, China and Russia, decline to even attend the proceeding.
The former president, one of the drivers behind the 2015 Paris Accords, criticized former President Donald Trump for withdrawing from those agreements and the Republican Party in general for its resistance to admit evidence and impact of climate change.
One of our 2 major parties has decided not only to sit on the sidelines, but express active hostility toward climate science and make climate change a partisan issue.
Conference leaders say key sticking points exist after a week of talks, a trust gap between rich and poor nations once again emerging, and developing countries saying they are disappointed with the talk of progress. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.